Good afternoon, friends, and welcome. Glad we made it. Good afternoon, friends, and welcome to that day with the Bob and Ray. Certainly in Kennedyville, Kenneth the organ, Bill Green at the piano. No. Kennedyville, go on another vacation. I understand.
Oh, we're going to have really free next week?
Next week, we'll be able to play the type of music that American people appreciate.
That you people have asked for so often.
That's right. We're going to try to answer as many of your requests as possible.
Why don't you tell the public you're firing me again?
Yes, you're true. Completely true. No more. That won't go anymore, Bill.
No more. That's all done.
Absolutely not.
Bring up a duet,
Well, I'm going to wait around with Christmas. Rehire him and then let him go.
We'll hire him back in about a week. But won't it be quiet next week?
We'll have a good time. We'll have a good time.
Who's buried there?
Well,
it certainly will. And speaking of ponies, do you have anything else to say, Green?
Sit down.
This program is getting completely out of hand.
I don't know what's the matter with Green. I think he's a frustrated news announcer.
I think he is, too, or some kind of an...
And if you had a leather bow tie, it would make you the Shell news reporter. But, of course, you don't have
a shirt for it.
Certainly. Is it?
Is that who it belongs to?
Well, look, I mean, this is getting us nowhere.
We're not getting anywhere. You know,
absolutely not.
It's going to be a warm weekend. We can start with the weather. That's always a safe subject.
Well, it's going to be very hot, as a matter of fact.
Hot weekend.
Bob and I were discussing old-time sayings and how they've passed out of vogue now. We thought we'd review them for you with appropriate events that happened to us way back in them days.
We need some background instrumental music for this. That's what you're paid for. This is your last day. I think you're going to play like crazy.
When we don't ask you, you're going to at least play when we do ask you to play. Either that
even
or
though you have got a new haircut.
What a haircut.
Well, I think this first one goes back to about 1928, doesn't it?
What's that again?
1928 is the first phrase that we're going to dramatize today.
I don't know, Bob. How do I know which phrase it is?
Well,
I mean, don't let me ask. That car was going like 60.
Now, the next one is 1933, Bill. You remember anything from MMXC11GM?
Oh, we don't have any soul left in this year, Frank. It's too late, Frank.
Another one from that era was, well, I'll be seeing you.
Not if I see you first.
Then, in 1936, one of the most popular of all of these phrases was this.
Which one?
One of your mother watch you.
What year was
Quiet, Colonel.
Or what was it?
Okay, Colonel.
Okay, Colonel.
Oh, that was way back. That was in 32 or 3 years.
Well, all those things are gone. Why don't you put an egg in your shoe and beat it?
So long, and don't take any wooden nickels.
Boy, we don't have any good things.
Yes, we do.
Drop dead.
That's a good one, but we have one that has lived down through the years, through the decades.
And that, Bob, is what?
That one? I was just thinking of. What is it? Oh, is it hot enough for you?
Oh, yes. Is it hot enough?
That one is more popular today, probably, than...
That one yesterday.
Certainly more popular than any Saturday this year. Gives us great pleasure now.
But do you know you have a pocket full of pigeon feathers?
No, I didn't
know. Sorry, I'll take them out for you.
I was going to present our guest speaker. I'm the staff announcer here.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. We have more light on green today for the cameras. They've been complaining. And that makeup is a little too dark. Our guest speaker today is speaking in place of the speaker we expected to speak.
Well, I'm very sorry.
Oh, you're through the introduction?
Yes, here he is. Honorable... What was your name? Freeman?
Albert L. Feimster.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Elliott. I'm sorry that the commander couldn't be with me on this broadcast, but he's suffering from an allergy. He couldn't be here today.
He sent me here as senior vice commander in charge of this broadcast for this day. Broadcast. I am just asked to know, we are going to discuss what this new law will mean to you and me as citizens of this Commonwealth. We will have to pay one more penny per package of cigarettes starting the first of September. And I feel...
This is rather an unusual speaker. We have to
thank you.
One word on each piece of paper. And then you with a whole pile of papers.
Enough of that. I don't want to make any more speeches. I just want to curl up and sleep.
Well, why don't you do that right now? I can think of nothing better to sleep through than what's coming along here.
Oh, you mean Jennetville are going to play...
This is the second to last number before their vacation.
You know about that. Wait a minute. Before you play, a man would like to know your vacation plans.
Briefly, that is.
Could you sum them up in two or three words?
Are you winging west?
Are you going west?
Say, Dedham.
How about you, Bill? That's exactly right. You should go south.
Good.
Believe me. And here they are.
We'll see you then. Ben Light all signed up for next week.
We need you, man. We need you two musicians.
And we're trying to get Ken Griffin. If we can get him, we'll set. They've told us, Bill. Oh, now, wait a minute. Now you're treading on dangerous territory.
You're treading on very thin ice today.
And it's tough sledding.
Oh,
well, let's go over to Linda's. Yesterday, something really dramatic happened, as I remember. There was a fire, the Chicago fire. That was what it was.
I don't seem to remember that.
Now, the life and love of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lump, starring Marcia Van Alcott as Linda, Sherman L. Sturtley as David.
As we look in on them, they're going or preparing to go on a mystery ride.
Linda, I wonder where this mystery ride will take us today.
I don't know, dear. But we're going on a mystery ride somewhere.
Yes, I
think about to Squire Sturley's ranch.
Well, it certainly will certainly will be a pleasant ride with all of that hay.
But it will be a mystery, Davy.
We won't know until we get there where we're going.
And then we'll have to report on
then
what happened.
We'll come back Monday. This will be a cliffhanger.
And we can tell everyone what happened to us on our mystery ride.
Why are two people gone on a mystery ride?
Uncle Eugene, I don't think we need any comment from you. What are you doing up there, pounding on the floor like that?
Yes, Uncle Eugene, please. The chandelier is shaking.
Fixing an old pair of shoes I have up here.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's all right.
Excuse me. Do you know this room is on fire?
I just happened to notice it.
Well,
I wonder how long this has been going on.
I don't know.
The smoke is getting rather heavy.
Well, let's go.
Let's run.
No, not today. We won't.
We'll die like rats in here.
That's better. Supposed to say that before we say goodbye.
Well, I don't really don't feel like any big features today. We haven't got any anyway. Will you finish those shoes as fast as you can, please?
I'm working hard on them now. You want lifts on these, Shorty?
Yes, I want a regular elevator to height there.
All right, sir. Here, let me see your feet.
Yeah.
Oh. You got 6 toes on your right
foot. Let me try those shoes on, will you?
Sure.
Here, let me put them on. I'm 6 inches shorter than I was before. What have you done?
I guess I... Oh, I don't know here. I think I put on the de-elevators.
The shoes that make you shorter than
you? I was thinking of your shoes about 6 inches.
Excavator feet.
Yeah.
That's
wait a minute. Let me try those shoes again.
That means you're taller than your girlfriend and probably down to her level.
That's right.
Well, now let me try them on.
How are they now?
The shoes seem to be on fire, but it is better.
Well, it's okay. You'll find that if you wear shoes that are on fire, you'll feel better.
Now I'm 8 feet tall.
When you take them off.
What do I do?
It'll feel so good when you take them off.
Look, friends, call Richmond 2, 1750, and have television in your home this very night, this very day.
Try them on now.
All right.
The first?
It's just about the same.
Okay, hand them back.
Not just ordinary television, not a small table model, but Admiral television.
Hey, who's your favorite orchestra? Do you have any?
Isham Jones.
I
wish you would make comments. Go ahead with your work, but don't say anything.
Well, I think the Red Fox will do the fast at all.
Now, all you do to get this television into your home tonight is to call the House of Television at Richmond 21750.
By jingo.
A trained operator is waiting there all alone for your call. And we may make a call right here and now on this program to see if that operator is awake. I'm dialing the number now, Richmond 2175.
Hello?
Hello, who is this, please?
This is Richmond 21750, House of Television.
You're a trained operator waiting for my call, are you?
Yes, I'm trained.
And would you make arrangements for me to have a television set?
Certainly will, sir. When would you like to have it delivered to your home?
Very evening.
What time?
Oh, 20 minutes of 8.
Got a date. Could you make it earlier?
No, that's the time I want it in my home.
20 minutes of 8.
Your advertising says I can have it in my home on time.
Well, you could, sir, if you'd want me to break my date, and I don't believe you would. I think you're too fine a gentleman to
ask
it out of your house on a Saturday night.
I don't care about your date at all.
I bet you do. Well, you're just saying that.
No,
thanks
I'm
a lot,
not
sir.
Saying
and look, call us Monday, won't you, for sure? Thanks.
I want a set.
Thanks a lot, sir. You bet.
Not just
you're
one
in a million. There aren't many fellows would do that.
Yes,
for
but
a
I called her.
See, I'd be fired if you complained about me, but boy, you're a pretty good scout.
Well, I think
thank
I
you.
Will.
Good night.
Night. So call Richmond 21750.
This very day.
Have television in your home.
How much does it cost?
It costs $229.95. Or
supposing I want to spread it out over convenient payment plans.
Put it over 2 years.
All right. How much would it cost me under those circumstances?
$22.95.
And
the balance spread over 2 years.
Well, let me see now. Wait a minute here.
$22.95. I can tell you right off it's 10%.
$22.95. Now, $22.95. All right. That's got some. That means I have $207 left to pay.
That's right. In 2 years.
Let me
so you pay $103.5 a year.
$103.5. A little bit.
There's 103 and a half. But we don't go into this business.
Well, that's pretty cheap. I thought it'd run me a little more than that.
Sure. But you can have it, and you can have it set right away. You see. And it's Admiral Television.
Oh, the best.
Beautiful Admiral.
It ain't no small table model.
Admiral console model.
The big one.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I want. I want one of the big ones.
If you people out there would like to have one of these things.
Any one of you folks out there in radio land think you might have a TV set.
Through a special arrangement with the Bob and Ray Show, House of Television is making this offer to you.
That's right.
By simply calling the House of Television at Richmond 2-1750.
That's right, friend.
Talking with their trained attendant.
Excuse me, I think we're going to have a word. Oh, it is Richmond 2-1750.
It better be after we've mentioned it 18 times, Preston. What do you throw monkeys into the wrench for?
Just stop that nonsense. Richmond 2-1750.
It's 1-7-1-5-0.
Richmond 7.
Hey, I think we better look that number up.
I believe so.
Don't call anybody.
Call anybody.
Camper down to Studio 1. And give us a call on the buzzer so that we'll know, will you?
Thank you ever so much.
Jeez, boy, you may have saved the day here, Preston. No, 1-7. Well, don't
Richmond
confuse everybody
seven, eight,
now.
Four, two,
this,
one.
This could be the end that you're listening to right now, friend.
Yes.
This whole thing may be blowing up in our faces as we sit here now.
This may be the very end of AM, and you're sitting in on it.
You
isn't
are there.
Isn't this a historic moment?
Boy, we need a fanfare for that.
Quickly,
with
this is the end of the radio.
Back. I'm nowhere. Where are you?
Thank you. And hello, friends out there in Radio Land.
I don't believe
we
I recognize you, sir.
A nature talk scheduled with Sir Cyril Blood, who is coming over here from England to guest on our program. Cyril Blood of the Liverpool Field Station. Cyril, take it away.
Well, thank you very much.
I mean, not you. I mean, take whatever that was. You brought it into the studio. Take it away, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Announcer, and good afternoon, everyone.
Hello there.
Today, we take up the habit of the Reds. Just a moment. I believe a message is being handed to me just at this very moment. It says, speak up louder, Mushmouth.
All that copy said was got a nickel, got a phone, got a minute. Well, we have all
What's the phone number, Preston?
Did you read down, Preston?
Run back and read down further.
We knew that.
We knew we have to have a phone to call them.
Well, we write with the number. Richmond 21750. Here we were.
Here we were.
How could we?
You were just scaring us. We friends, you weren't in on the end of radio.
No.
We will be back Monday. The program will still be on.
Even though Ken and Bill will not be here.
No. We had to sacrifice them. And we hope that House of Television will be here. With those fine Admiral sets.
Incidentally, friends, I think that y'all all ought to buy one of these Admiral television sets if you're thinking of buying one. That is, buying a television set. You'll like it. And the good part about it, friends, is this. They have pictures on them, and
most of them move.
A lot of them move. They're not pasted pictures. I mean, it's not pasted
on the
back of the
class. You won't get sick of looking at the picture because
they're different. Different pictures. You don't have one picture all the time.
I don't know how many different pictures they've got, but I haven't seen the same one twice.
No, I haven't either.
Very often.
Not on Admiral, anyway.
No.
I don't know about the other sets.
They have wonderful pictures on that Admiral.
On Admiral, there are different sets all the time. Different
pictures all the time.
You'll be very pleased and happy to
and
know.
Also, on your Admiral...
Excuse me, Ken Wilson. Quiet, everybody. Ken Wilson's going to say something.
No, he wasn't. I was going to say, just to be democratic, the Admiral people, on their sets, will show you pictures of other television sets.
They will?
I think that's pretty broad-minded of them.
Well, I don't believe it.
Sure they will.
Is it true that Miss Magoon is selling a new magic lantern?
What's that again?
Look, if you can't control yourself, and if you're going to break down...
I went to Littleton last week at...
Yes.
And there's a sign up there that says, buy Magoon magic lantern.
It does, huh? Well, that's very fun. I'm glad you added that to the show.
That's true.
Not that I know of. We'll have to wait till Mary comes in.
She may be in today. She may be in today. And she may be giving us a little weekend talk before we weaken. In fact, here she is now.
Thank you, and hello, friends everywhere. It's grand to be back with you all on this warm, warm Saturday.
Yes.
And the weatherman says that it will be...
I believe, Mary, it was Archie Tex who said, life is great if you don't weekend.
Yes.
And how right he is, too.
Certainly.
In his Bluebirds and Bolts from Out of the Blue.
What's that again?
In his Bluebirds and Bolts from Out of the Blue.
Certainly, indeed, yes. Now then, about the magic lantern, Mr. Watson.
He said he was up in Littleton.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that where you said you were? And,
yes.
That he saw you with a sign in front of your house which said, magic lantern for sale.
Well, that's true. They are magic lanterns, and they throw black beams for finding things in the daytime.
Have you sold many of these recently?
There's not much of a demand for them, no.
Well, maybe you'll get some answers as a result. What's the matter with you today, Mary?
Not a thing, Bob.
You don't seem
to be... I feel so giddy.
You don't seem to be focusing.
Well...
You're not looking at me when you talk. You're looking right over my shoulder.
Look at you there.
Well, I notice you look the same way as Mr. Wilson, Mr. Green, Mr. Sullivan.
I don't know what it is. I think it's an allergy.
Well, you'd better have that looked into. And be back with us again Monday, would you? Why don't you play that last song before your vacation? I think that would be swell.
Yes,
recognize it.
Well, that what was that low, those low notes you were playing? Was that a tuba effect?
A bassoon.
Well, Ken.
Are you ready?
Fine. Good to have you over. I understand you went through Littleton and up into New Hampshire last weekend.
Last weekend, yeah.
And what town was it up there you journeyed to? Was it...
Hollis.
Hollis?
Yeah.
Where is Hollis exactly?
He's on vacation. He'll be back Monday.
Oh, is that so?
Well, that's Hollis Gray, I was thinking.
I'm thinking of Hollis, New Hampshire.
Oh, I don't know where he is.
But look, where's the bugler?
The bugler is already, and I think should hear that.
Yeah. Suddenly, at Wonderland. Two important feature races, friends. The ninth and tenth events on the program. We'll provide race and thrills.
How about on the track? Are they going to...
Oh, yes, certainly, sure. The fans tonight at Wonderland. At Revere. The ninth will be over the very popular 516-mile distance.
That's 516 square yards, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's 516th mile distance. The 10th will be over the Long Revere course. That's 1,263 miles. Champion Oklahoman heads up the field in the ninth, going out against such great dogs as Harlan, Ruby Swift, Happy Event, Full Steam, Aces Boomer.
Oh, I'm glad he is back tonight.
Air Brakes and Color Wave. Now, the post time is first race, 7:45. Daily Double closes, 7:30. Revere is near. From Boston by MCA, from Maverick Station.
Could you tie those phrases in a little bit closer together, please?
All right, certainly. Daily Double closes at 7:30. Revere is near from Boston. By MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive. For a Saturday night of fun, speed, and thrills, go greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland.
And
go,
course,
go, friends, to the dogs tonight.
And it's always an extra thrill at Wonderland on a Saturday night because the dogs know that there's a big weekend coming up. They can relax tomorrow.
Oh, they don't run Sunday.
No, and they'll be back on Monday, of course. And they know that they're going to have a day on, so they try extra hard.
They give you a good show Saturday night.
They
run like greyhounds, every one of them. They run real fast like.
We haven't talked much this year about Swifty. He was one of our favorite characters last year. Remember?
That's right. We haven't had Swifty up guest on the program.
No, and I think maybe next week we'll invite him up.
Well, if we're lucky, we certainly will. We have other guest stars coming up.
We had some square dances coming up, Ken, on Monday, and you had already
told
someone in the dance department that you could play square dance music, but how are you going to do it if you're not here?
So we'll have to ask you to come in off your vacation. I hate to do this at the last minute. I know you probably... Yes, I know you probably have plans made, but you'll have to forget them for Monday, if you don't mind.
Mr. Wilson has just swallowed a cigarette. That's a Chesterfield. He has nothing to worry about. That's a wonderful trick. That's from his old sideshow days, you know.
The old days when he was in the Marine Corps.
Yes.
Sure. Well, it looks like...
He's done that ever since I can hear. That and the joke details have been synonymous with Wilson for 17 years here. 18 years.
18 and a half years.
What? You've seen a lot of ups and downs in 18 and a half years, haven't you, huh? Boy, you've seen new studios. You've seen the same old organ console.
Excuse me, the telephone. Hello? Yes. What time would you like it set over, sir?
About 40 minutes of 8.
All right, I'll be there. I have a date, though.
I do, too.
Yes, goodbye, sweetheart. Until we meet.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Sweetheart, party is such a
sweet party. Party is such a sweet sorrow. I'll be with you again for real soon. Tomorrow, oh, so with a song, I say, hold on,
I'll be saying,
goodnight,
sweetheart.
Till we meet tomorrow,
goodnight,
sweetheart.
Remember the name of Lydia Pinkham, who
Ladies, Lydia Pinkham's tablets are famous to help backache, headache, and restless, tired, weak feelings at certain specific days when due to this simple cause.
Lydia Pinkham's tablets work through the sympathetic nervous system and are simply wonderful to relieve this painful distress and accompanying nervous tension and irritability of this nature.
Taken regularly, Pinkham's tablets help build up resistance against such symptoms.
These remarkable Pinkham's tablets are also one of the greatest blood iron tonics you can buy.
Against such symptoms.
These remarkable Pinkham's tablets are also one of the greatest blood iron tonics you can buy.